जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज कचार्य स्तोत्र सत शिष्य माध्यमांग शेषी भक्ति वीरांत स्वामी शील प्रभु पाद की जय। निष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज कचार्य स्तोत्र सत शिष्य मचुर भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती को महाराज की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवताम की जय। ताय गौ प्रेमनंदी हरि 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 भो। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चादेश तारिणे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narang Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tadojayam Udireyet. Nastapreshu Abhadreshu. Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatu Tamashloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text 39. That's the right one. Krishna Prasada Sumukham Sprihaniya Dama. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Sang Sprishantam. Shame Prabhav Urasi Shobhitaya Striya Swash. Chudamanin Subhaga Yantam Ivatma Dishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukham Sprihaniya Dama. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Sang Sprishantam. Shyame Prabhav Urasi Shobhitaya Sriya Swas. Chudamanin Shubhagayantam Imatma Dishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukham Sprihaniya Dama. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Sang Sprishantam. Shame Prabhav Urasi Shobhitaya Striyashvas. Chudamanin Subhagayantam Evatma Dishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukhiya Dama. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Sang Sprishantam. Shame Prabhav Urasi Shobhitaya Striya Swas. Chudamanin Subhagayantam Vatma Dishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukham Sprihaniya Dama. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Sang Sprishantam. Shame Prabhav Urasi Shobhitaya Striya Swas. Churamanim Suhadayantam Yavatma Dishnyam. Krishna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dama. Sneha valoka kalaya hridi sanskrishantam. Shame prabhavurasi shobitaya srinavas. Chudamanim sabagayantam ivatma dishnyam. Matajis. Krishna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dama. Sneha valoka kalaya hridi sanskrishantam. Shyame prabhavurasi shobhitaya sniyashvas. Churamanim subhagayantam idatmadishnam. Krishna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dama. Sneha valoka kalaya hridi sanskrishantam. Shame prabhavurasi shobhitaya sriyasvash. Chuyami subhagayantam idatma drishtyam. Krishna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dama. Sneha valoka kalaya hridi sanskrishantam. Shame prabhavurasi shobhitaya sringashvas. Churamanim subhagayantam ivatma dishnyam. Krishna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dama. Sneha valoka kalaya hridi sanskrishantam. Shame priya prasi shobhitaya sriyashvas. Churamanim subhagayantam idatma drishtyam. Krishna prasada. Krishna prasada. Blessing everyone. Sumukham, auspicious face, sprihaniya, desirable, dham, shelter, sneha, affection, avaloka, looking upon, kalaya, by expansion, hridi, within the heart, sanskrishantam, touching, shyame, unto the Lord with blackish color, prithal, broad, urasi, chest, shobitaya, being decorated, shriya, Goddess of fortune, Swaha, heavenly planets, Churamanim, summit, Subhagayantam, spreading good fortune, Iva, like, Atma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dishnyam, abode. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction, and His affectionate smiling and glancing touch, the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and His broad chest is the resting place of the Goddess of Fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. We can repeat. The Lord is a reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction. And His affectionate smiling and glancing touch, and His affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and His broad chest is the resting place of the Goddess of Fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appears, thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. When the Lord came, He was pleased with everyone. Therefore, it is stated here, Krishna Prasada Sumukham. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were His pure devotees, although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. To commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya therefore said that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant run loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense onto the feet of a pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood because He does not accept any offense created by a sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all and being especially inclined to His devotee, looked as mercifully at the offenders as at the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to His unlimited quantity of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that His very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious not only for all the higher planets of this material world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to the middle jewel or locket in a necklace of jewels. In this verse, the words Sprihaniya Dham indicate that the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure because He has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who hanker after the pleasure of merging in the impersonal Brahman. there are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as his servants. The Lord is so kind that he gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to the impersonalists in his impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas he gives shelter to the devotee in his personal abodes known as Vaikuntha Lokas. He is especially inclined to his devotee. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in the Vaikuntha Loka by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, as stated by the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he is favored even a pinch by the goddess of fortune. So we can simply imagine how glorified is the kingdom of God in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune engage in direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated as the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe, at the upper limit of the universe, and are known as Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary systems. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Such a beautiful verse. Krishna is happy with the devotees, even though it seemed like there was a little conflict going on between the four Kumaras and Jai and Vijay. But so very difficult to understand the Lord's appearance and his activities, and how that in the Vaikuntha Lokas, and what to speak of Goloka Vrindavan, there's hundreds of thousands of millions and trillions of gopis or servants of the Lord serving with love and fully satisfied. And the Lord is always happy, always smiling. Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is in perplexity. He's suffering greatly because of the bodily concept. Imagine you have to fight with your relatives, your teacher, your grandfather, your sons, cousins. So much tribulation is there. And Krishna's smiling because he understood that this is religion means the law of God, the order of the Lord. Just like in the free world, so-called free world, people can move freely and have so much freedom. But those who are rebellious, those who are angry, envious, jealous, and cause harm to others and harm to themselves, they are limited in their movement and they are imprisoned in the prison house. So this material world is a big prison house, but it's a small fraction of the spiritual world. We think, why so many living entities, if you think about it, what to speak of the humans and demigods and lower living animals and moving, non-moving living entities. So many living beings have misused their minute independence. And this is the beauty. Krishna is supremely independent. He can act in any way he likes. And he's always is Satchidananda Vigraha, Anandamayo Vyasat. He's full of happiness and full of pleasure. So we're all his little parts and parcels. We're also full of happiness and full of pleasure, but we're covered over by many layers of desire for sense gratification, anger, lust, greed, envy. These are the coverings of the pure spirit soul. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam is a cleansing process just by hearing from the beginning. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami, the emperor of the world, how he's blessed by the Lord by sending Shukadev Goswami. And then the history of Vyasadeva compiling all this Vedic literature for the fallen conditioned souls of this age of Kali. People are slow in spiritual advancement. They're not interested in spirituality. They follow some sort of yoga system, some sort of meditation. And those who are interested are generally misled by false gurus and false teachers. Now, everyone will say that my way is the right way. But when you see or hear Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Vyasadeva in the teachings of Narada Muni, even Narada Muni is asking his father, Brahma, please instruct me because you heard directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At first he asked him, I see that you're also meditating and praying. Who is the Supreme? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Lord Brahma is glorifying Krishna with the Brahma Samhita after performing so much tapasya and austerities. The Lord said tapa, he told the Lord Brahma. So today's Nirjal Ekadasi, a lot of tapa is being performed. We've also heard by austerities and by study of scripture and by performance of yajnas and different sacrifices. This is not ultimately the ultimate pleasure of the Lord, but it's the devotion, just like patrang pushpang palangto yome bhaktya prayachati. So Krishna's not looking for only rituals and superficially following some religious process, because what does he say in Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapevyo moksha yishyami masuchah. Give up all varieties of religion, not to give up religion, but because of our identifying with the bodily concept. I think I was born in this American body, European body, or I am Indian because I was born in India, in the Indian body. I'm African because I was born in Africa. So the temporary bodily concept causes a lot of problems. Everyone's I and mine. Everyone's thinking, this is my territory. This is, and only certain people can come to my country and others cannot come. So much is going on, not recognizing Krishna. What's that verse at the end of the fifth chapter? Bhoktarang jagatapasang sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridang sarbhutanam gyatvamang shanti mrishchati. So people want shanti, they want peace, but there's no peace. Everyone is in anxiety. Everyone is struggling and suffering. That's the material world, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It may sound pessimistic, but the reality is there. Why? Janma, mrityu, jaravyati, dukkadoshanu darshanam. Life is full of problems. It appears due to the mirage in the desert, it appears there's an ocean or there's a lot of water, and the foolish animal chases after that illusion. But there's never any satisfaction in this material world. It's just temporary. So these coverings are the qualities that which are keeping us from our awakening that love for Krishna. Krishna was very loving and very kind because he was exhibiting some of his divine qualities. how many is 26 qualities of pure devotee. But yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarvar samasta. Yes, the pundit will finish it. So this is the process to awaken our godly qualities, and these divine qualities develop automatically in one who is surrendered to Guru and Krishna. Now we do have a rebellious nature, all of us, because of our false ego. Not only the mind is always flickering and wandering, and everyone's looking for Shri, the goddess of fortune. Let me work hard, let me make a big endeavor, and I'll be happy. But they find, even though they may have millions of dollars or become billionaires, they're very unhappy. They're very dissatisfied. And this is the nature of the world. So the four Kumaras, they're actually empowered incarnations of the Lord. So they had the freedom to travel throughout this world and Vaikunthas. And whatever encounters or mishaps that take place during Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas and the histories, they're lessons. And the great Acharyas, the Guru Parampara, they give clarifying what is the message here. In this particular one, it was emphasized not to offend others, not to offend devotees in particular. I remember when I was in school, whenever you see the bullies, some bigger person picking on the little bit weaker or less gentle person, it feels very hurtful. That, you see, why this person's acting this way? Makes you sad and sometimes angry. So what to speak of being angry or being sarcastic or offensive, like Durvasa Muni, although great saint, we heard that he was envious that why Ambarish Maharaj is getting so much glorification. He's an emperor. He's just a materialist. Sannyasis and sages avoid materialists, but to speak of kings. But we see that this king, Ambarish, was fully engaged in the service of the Lord with his mind, with his body, just simply thinking of how to serve and please Krishna. And although he was attacked by Durvasa Muni with so much rage, so he created a demon to kill him. But Durvasa Muni, because the Lord is Bhakta Vatsala, he's very kind to all his devotees, always protecting his devotees, he sent Sudarshan Chakra. And Durvasa Muni, he ran for his life throughout the worlds, even to the spiritual world. And the Lord revealed to him that no one can help you. You have to go and surrender at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and beg for forgiveness. And although he came for that purpose, Ambarish Maharaj felt, no, I committed offense by, causing so much trouble for such a saintly person. So devotee, he's seeing with the eyes of love, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, that we cannot see the Lord with our material senses because our senses are covered with these bad qualities, lust, anger, and greed. There's many other things, but these are like the pillars: lust, anger, greed, then envy, jealousy, so much so. And in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Dharma, in the form of a bull, was standing on one leg, he was asked, who has done this to you? He said, one who, blames someone else, he's also a perpetrator. So Krishna, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. So we should see that when reverses and difficult times come, it's an opportunity to take more shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, just like Queen Kunti's praying, let calamities come again and again. Not that we're on that level, so I don't think we should, go forward and pray, Lord, please torture me or make me suffer, because this will force me to take shelter of you. But Prahlad Maharaj, although he was being tortured, And the followers of Hiranyakashipu, was Hiranyakashipu Jai or Vijay? Jai? Jai. So, and what a demonstration that is. First of all, he conquers the whole universe, makes everyone subservient to him, and he glorifies himself as the Supreme Lord. When asking his young son, what's the best thing you learned in school from your teachers? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman, Vedanam. Chant and glorify Vishnu, remember him and serve his lotus feet. And Hiranyakashipu came so angry. This is Leela. How hard to understand how torturing living entities within this material world is part of the Lord's Leela. But we signed up for that. Coming to the prison house, coming to the material world, means that there is suffering. And that suffering will hopefully awaken us to question, who am I? Why am I forced to suffer the threefold miseries? Who is that? Sanatan Goswami? He was being praised by his village people or followers that, you know, he speaks many languages, you're erudite, you're a great scholar, but he frankly admitted, I'm so great, I don't even know who I am. I don't know, what am I doing here? Why am I in this material existence, suffering? But as we heard this morning's reading, that we're so much involved in the bodily concept, we never even question or want to understand who we are or what is the purpose of the human form of life. And it appears that the real solution is Srimad Bhagavatam, because when all the sages of Naimisharanya, they were in anxiety. They thought, now the Lord has gone away, Krishna is gone. Who will uphold the religious principles? So this Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, is an incarnation of the Lord, because the Lord inspired Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, through his mouth, he revealed the Vedic knowledge, the Sama, Yajur, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda. And these Vedas were given to the disciples, Vyasadev, Narada Muni, and other great saintly persons, the Manus, the leaders of mankind. And then this knowledge has been handed down over the ages by the Guru Parampara system. So it says, unless one is connected to the power source, just like we have plugs all around the room, if you plug into one of those receptacles, you'll get power because it's connected to the powerhouse. But if somebody has their own little plug, not connected to the powerhouse, doesn't go anywhere, just like a mailbox. You could say, well, that mailbox is too far away. I'll make my own mailbox in front of my own house and throw the mail in there. It's not going to go anywhere. So how fortunate we are that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda came to awaken us. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. He's calling us. How long are you going to sleep in this lap of the witch called Maya? Everyone thinking that this is mythology, this mysticism, these backward poor people of India or whatever religious following we have, this is just so-called sentiment. It's a cop-out, not willing to deal with the reality. We're dealing with the reality in the best ways, by hearing Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing about the glories of the devotees and their transcendental qualities. And we may think, well, I'm not qualified. I don't have any of these transcendental qualities. But this Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadya Kabanoi, that this love for Krishna and all the divine qualities are part of the spirit soul. And everyone has a spirit soul, the animals, the dogs, the pigs, the trees, all life has a spirit soul, equal. Just like there was a mention that the two doorkeepers were of equal age. In Vaikuntha, everyone's the same age. Everyone's transcendental. Everyone has that Satchitananda blissful body resembling the Lord's body. So when Krishna, he came 500 years ago, appeared in Mathura, and had divine pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham with Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, cowherd boys, cowherd girls. And he's always happy, showing his beauty. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan were just waiting to see Krishna, to relish his beautiful face in the loving exchanges. When Krishna went to Mathura, everyone was so enlivened, enthralled to see Krishna Balaram. And then what to speak of Dwarka and all the different pastimes of the Lord. All his incarnations are beautiful and divine and very chivalrous. Beautiful stories. We're all wanting to hear about the warriors and the great battles and the intrigue. So this was Bhagavad Gita. Great battle took place. And Yudhishthira and the Pandavas reestablished on the throne. And also the four Kumaras, they're traveling, Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar. They look like five-year-old boys, but they're the oldest of the old, and they're empowered incarnations of the Lord, and they're giving this transcendental knowledge, the same questions that are repeatedly asked about the purpose and goal of life, how to get free from suffering, what is the spiritual world, how is this world created? Imagine you're on the verge of death, you have limited time, and you're asking about how the whole earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, the time factor, how's it work? How's this kala work, you know, from beginning to end? Wanting to understand all the details of the Lord's creation, not only the Sankhya philosophy, but also wanting to understand the beauty of Krishna. When Narada Muni was performing his meditation, the Lord appeared. And Narada was so happy. But he said, okay, you won't see me again in this lifetime, but next lifetime you'll have the benediction of having an eternal spiritual body to never lose my vision of me. What to speak of Dhruva, Prahlad Maharaj, so many examples are there for us to follow. And most recently, Chaitanya Nityananda empowering the six Goswamis in our direct connection to, not direct, I mean, we have a direct connection, not that we have something overly privileged, it's available, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the great acharyas, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, empowering Srila Prabhupada to undergo great austerities, great personal so-called inconvenience, but out of love and gratitude for his spiritual master and a service, loving service attitude is what pleases Krishna. Krishna, you brought me here to this horrible place full of lust and greed, passion and ignorance. How will they ever take the message of the Godhead? When you tell them that there are certain restrictions and regulative principles, they'll say, go home, go back to India. It's not possible to follow these rules and regulations. They're almost insurmountable. But always stay in the association of devotees. Constantly, as we say, nityang bhagavata sevaya, daily hear bhagavatam as much as we can. And if you're so fortunate to be able to come and see the beautiful deities, this is why this Archamurti, Archavigraha, the Lord incarnates. Of course, he's within every atom. But to see the Lord dressed by his devotees, the beauty of his crown and the glittering of his bangles and different ornaments, this is all very attractive and very enlivening. It's a much higher pleasure than it's available in this material world. And gradually, we'll develop those qualities, the titikshava, karunika, suhrida, sarvadehinam, ajata, shatravasanta, sadhava, sadhabhushana. One who's a sadhu, we want to become sadhu. Right now we're neophytes, we're all learning. But to titikshava, become tolerant Karunika, very kind and merciful to others and friend to everyone, these are qualities of the Lord. So a devotee, he imbibes the qualities of the Supreme Lord. And how does that come about? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalu and Esteva, 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 Gati Aranyata. In the medical field, those who are health, searching for best health, they're looking for all the best vitamins, best minerals, exercise program, you know, good diet, exercise, stay healthy. So what is the healthy diet? Krishna Prasad. And what is the medicine? Chanting the Lord's holy name. And as we heard yesterday, that simply by trying to hear the name, trying to avoid the offenses, we used to recite daily the 10 offenses, but the offenses, and when you're reading Nectar of Devotion, throughout there's a description of the many different varieties of offenses to avoid, positive things to do and things to avoid. Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, they may seem to be preliminary or, oh, these are just the ABCs. I want the real nectar. I want to see how the gopis love Krishna. That will come. And that comes, not that we can artificially try to jump to, oh, I want my Siddha Pranali. I want someone to reveal to me who I am. We're Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. We're all servants of Krishna. And until and unless we take up the mentality that Prabhupada has brought Krishna in the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There may be many faults and many persons who are maybe ill-behaved and acting poorly, just like in Vaikuntha, Jayan Vijay, maybe had no intention. They were somehow pushed on by the Lord to perform this activity for the benefit of all the conditioned souls to see the lesson of not offending Vaishnava. Very sincere, severe consequences are awaiting one who is not, you know, conscientious of how we're treating one another. And we see sometimes, many times on the internet, people very quickly to criticize one another, because this is the nature of fallen conditioned souls in this material world. But a sadhu, just like the Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he would never tolerate to hear the criticism of another. And so devotees, they are friends to everyone because they're only thinking of the good, how to help others, how to guide people to awaken that treasure, that love for Krishna. And then the insignificant pleasures of the material world become very insignificant. And we are parang drishtva nivartate, you get a higher taste. And that higher taste may take some time to come. You know, one can't just be counting years, well, so many years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, I've been practicing this, you know, nothing's happening. It's also the quality, just like Dhruva Maharaj, a young boy, but within 6 months he went through various stages of perfection. So how determined and how serious are we to hear the Bhagavatam? Are we, when we're actually, you know, taking the time to read it and hear it and feeling that I need to increase more and more Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, because this Gramya Katha, Kukata, political Katha, you know, this problem, that problem, I'm suffering this way, and did you hear what this one did and what that one did? These are all distractions which take us away from our Krishna consciousness. So enthusiastically, we should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may not know the full depth of the potency of the holy name, but it's more than 4G, 5G. It has a very subtle and spiritual effect on our psyche. It kind of releases the mind from the desire simply to enjoy this temporary covering, and it sharpens the intelligence so that we can always keep good association of devotees. Each encounter of whether it's Uddhava, Maitreya, Vidura, and Parikrit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, and Shanaka Rishi, and all the different exchanges of disciple and master, when the disciple is asking wonderful questions about the glories of the Lord, the master is also even more enlivened. So it's a dadati pratirganati, guyamakyati prichati, that they're reciprocating love. And we're hearing more and more the great fortune of Srimad Bhagavatam. I was here last year. How many chapters did we go in 1 year? I think we were still in the third canto. We were in the third canto last year, weren't we? I think we were, because I recall one class I gave last year, it was in from the third canto, and we're still in the third canto. But anyway, this is really something very special. It's not total rocket science, but it's difficult to control the mind. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, daily, take your prasad, stay in the association of devotees, and do come visit Vrindavan, the holy dham. Prabhupada encouraged you visit Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, the holy dham where the Lord had his pastimes. Although every center is an oasis, New Ramanreti, these are all dhams as well. But there's a special potency of some sort that awakens that desire to become Krishna conscious. So it's based on utsaha nishchayat tarya tat tat karma pavartanat. It's based on our own enthusiasm. Krishna says, as yayatamang prapajate tangstataiva bhajamyaham. As we surrender to Krishna, he rewards us accordingly. And he sees that you're eager, he'll give you more and more intelligence. Tesham satyate yuktanam bhajatam priti purvikam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives them the understanding by which they can come to him. And that understanding is, take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, don't cut corners, don't go here and there. Prabhupada's given us everything. We have to be fortunate enough to appreciate and see that. So Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Any question, comment, complaint?
Thank you, Prabhu. You, in describing, or you brought up Srila Prabhupada and what he had done, despite his so-called personal inconvenience. How do you mean that, so-called? Wasn't it really his?
I'm sure it was an inconvenience, but for a pure devotee, by always being in the shelter of remembering the Supreme Lord and carrying out the order of his Guru Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur, he supposedly, you know, his so-called suffering of being whipped or caned in 21 Mark, but the Lord personally protected him. So from our vision, it appears Prabhupada suffered heart attacks. He, you know, so much intrigue and so much disturbance and inconvenience for him, even when he first came here, so many things took place. But we have to see in a spiritual way that the Lord was always, he's protecting everyone, but he gives special protection to his pure devotee. So maybe I slipped in that so-called suffering because ultimately the Lord says, I'll protect you and I'll take care of you. So, like that.
Also, just a silly question.
Silly question.
Did we ever hear of the word powerhouse or prison house before Prabhupada said it?
Has anyone heard of prison house before
Prabhupada? Yeah, that's what it's called out there.
I don't know, it's called a prison, but yeah. It is a house kind of, you know, so.
And powerhouse, okay.
It really makes it vivid. You're living in a prison, that's all. So, yeah. So Sanskrit. Give him the microphone. He's saying something that in answer to the question. Say that.
I don't know about powerhouse. Talking about prison. She threw two things all the way out here. So we don't know what's actually. prison house, but that verse, this is Raga Griha Griham. Lord Brahma is saying that those who are in household life, their shackles, or their shackles are shackled, you know, by their material desires, and they're living in Griha Griham. The word Griha is used there, and the translation is prison house. So Griham means house, so prison house. So in India, probably they say it like that. Maybe the Brits had it, but maybe you didn't grow up with prison house, so it doesn't mean.
I've never heard
said a lot of things that you
never
heard.
Pangs of material existence.
I'm sure Prabhupada said 10 million that? Things that you didn't ever hear before.
Shesha Prabhu?
Prabhu, can you tell us a little about the 50th anniversary celebration at Krishna Bhavan?
The 50th anniversary?
Yes.
Is that what you asked? Vrindavan?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, the whole year we were in anxiety, thinking, okay, here's Sri Vrindavan Dham, 50th year anniversary. So we put a committee together, and our aim was to glorify Prabhupada and his grand accomplishment of establishing his very first temple, although Mumbai was supposed to be, but there were some delays and everything. But actually, Krishna Balaram Mandir was his very first official temple. And our thought was how to bring as many devotees as we can to come. And a lot of details involved. You know, we weren't going to sponsor everybody, this and that. If they're capable of coming, good. Some made some considerations how to deal with it, because we had to kind of take over the whole MVT, take over our guest house, took over our Govinda's restaurant, and we planned 12 days of parikrama to all the 12 forests, which went really well. You know, just coordinating the speakers, the buses, and accommodations, picking everyone and up and bringing them and feeding nicely. But the whole mood was one of glorifying Prabhupada and his Krishna Balaram Mandir. And there was beautiful kirtans. Many of the devotees had a chance to go on the altar and do artiks for the deities. And we made arrangements for taking the deities in a big procession, as they did 50 years ago through the Vrindavan, and all the local Brijabasis, and everybody was very much enthralled to see. We had flags and thousands of devotees chanting and dancing. We had a boat festival. Shobha Yatra means that we took the deities to all our different departments, MVT, and we developed, you know, a new Brahmachari ashram at the Goshala, and a beautiful Krishna Hall, which is quite huge. And anyway, it was a wonderful celebration. We were fortunate enough to hear the realizations and memories of many of the devotees who were instrumental and helpful in establishing Krishna Balaram. And they felt enlivened by being all together. So this is the real potency of Sadhu Sangha. So somehow or other, despite myself being incompetent, we had a good team, and devotees were very happy. Whoever, I don't know if was anyone there? Hi. Were you happy? See, she's happy. And we have a good broadcasting team, and making short videos, and we show all the Abhishekhs, we show the boat festival. When you see the festival, and I don't know if you've seen it, it's on the internet, it's also at iskonvrindavan.com, a summary of the 50th anniversary. It's about 15 minutes long or something like that. But you'll see the excitement and the mood of the devotees. One of, yes, let us, you know, preach and spread the wonderful blessings that Prabhupada's given us. So, you want to say anything about your experience there? You want to give her a microphone for a second? Just so I can hear what, because we only have one person who attended from this audience here. I'm sure online there was many people who attended.
Hare Krishna.
So what did you experience? What was your experience?
What experience? It was the most blissful visit I have done in my life. And the actual day, they put all the the full temple room. It was full of water. And the jasmine, covered by jasmine and lotus flowers, and the boat, you know, this gondola in Venice, you know, big. For me, I was like, it goes Goloka Vrindavan, looking at it.
Yes.
People complain about the crowds. Yes, it's true. But, you know, Vrindavan is... I cannot say, you know, it's a bliss, just to, the deities. Krishna Balaram, I have to see the Krishna Balaram and Gornitain and Radhishyam is the parikramas, one after another, prasadam. And I would go again and again if that's going to happen, you know.
Okay, we'll have to... Somebody said we should do this every year. I said, oh.
Thank you very much for the organizing that. It was just...
Thank you for coming. It was
no
very
problem.
Nice.
No problem. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
So that's just... it was a very nice festival. And I think it was very encouraging for many devotees who were there. Thank you, Mat. It was very nice of you, too.
Hare Krishna. Just wanted to mention, I looked at my notes, and this time last year, we were on the 9th chapter of the third canto.
Ninth chapter. So you've only made 6 chapters in 1 year? Ninth.
I think we were in Dhruva Maharaj, which was fourth canto, and that's 97, so. And look at your notes.
Anyway, I don't want to cause trouble.
Look at your notes.
I'm just saying, I kind of recall that we were still in the third canto, but the very powerful messages. So, and thank everyone. Is there any more questions? We're good? Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gornitai, Radha Shama Sundar, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jai, Haribo.
Too much austerity near Jalka.